بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هذا الأخيم حكيم أكتر صاحب رحمة الله عليه. He mentioned few things. If a person bring that in his life, it will become very easy for him to become very close to Allah Ta'ala. It's obvious that we all are sitting here with one intention, that to get close to Allah. To sacrifice your time, everything to come here to become close to Allah Ta'ala, nothing else. How we can become close to Allah? Everyone looking. And we want the easy way, not difficult way. No one wants the difficult way. They want the easy way. Those days were very difficult. They had to go through so much of sacrifice. We are very weak. We can't go through those things. Very weak. And not we must try to do those things too. Even with taqwa, taqwa is not sufficient. وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. With the taqwa, fear Allah Ta'ala, but to bring about increase in the taqwa, you have to do, sit in the company of pious people. Pious people means those people who you sit in the company, and they have sit in the company of pious too. And when you sit in his company, you feel that the love of the world is coming out of your heart. The love of the world is coming out of your heart. The love of the hereafter is coming in front of you. The eager to go more nearer and dearer to the hereafter. That is the most important thing. They must have that once you wake up from here, the love of the world is not as strong in your heart. And that too, you must look at it, who is the pious person, you must be compatible to him, comfortable to him. You can find many pious, my husband should say, you find many pious people. But does not mean they qualify. That does not mean they qualify to guide others. They should have some kind of relation to someone, and through them, when they give you permission, then only you will be able to guide. So the first thing is, unu ma'a sadiqin, among pious people, sit in the pious. You know, always remember one thing. Even if your child does not understand, bring him among the pious people. By just him sitting there too, the effect must take place. A small child has an effect more than a big person, because a small child's mind is pure. We have contaminated their minds with the wrong things that we have done to them. We have done and given them. The upbringing is not right. They say when your child upbring, the first thing you teach him is La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. You teach him what his name. First thing, La ilaha illallah. How many of us are doing that now? And then thereafter you teach him what his father's name, all those things you give them. You give them the names of that thing. You teach them from name of Allah all the time, giving them. Like one buzuki told the child from 6 years, age of 5, he says that, I only know Allah. And his ustad told him that you must only say that, and you say 10 times every night, Allah, you are with me. You are with me. Small child, he does not know Allah is with me. It came to a time, it became so strong that everything was Allah with me. So what was it that made that child to become like that? It's because of the mind is pure. It picks up very quickly. So we are also have to understand that if we sit in the pious company, come with the right intention. If you come with the wrong intention, what do you get? Your intention is to come to the, I'm coming to purify myself and to put myself right. I want to become a close person to Allah Ta'ala. I don't have any other motives. As you say, that the motives are not, or the motives there, that's why they know there's a delay because of the motives. If you have intention, I want to become close to Allah Ta'ala, there's no other reason. I've got a business problem, I've got sickness, I've got that, I've got that. You come with that intention, then what happens? You come with that intention, you get that. But the Thani Rahmatullah Ali, he was very, you know, sympathized with people who are sick. Like that, when you're traveling, you don't make anyone murid, you know. So one person was sick, so he went, as a Thani, he asked us to make him bed. Because he was a sick person, he made him bed. After he made him bed, after a very long time, he came to meet him. Assalamu alaikum wa alaikum salam. I don't know who you are. He says, Hazrat, I am the same person that you were traveling and one day I asked to become bad. And I became bad. He says, so then what? Any contact with me? I don't know anything about it. He said, no, Hazrat, I was going through a sickness. I was so sick. I went through medication, all kind of things I went through. But in the end, I said, let me become bad to this buzruk. I'll become well. However, the fazl of Allah Ta'ala, he became well. But look at the condition. The Thani Rahmatullah became very angry about it. And he told him, wake up and go away from here. Because you got bad because of dunya. And you did not even contact me one time to tell you how the condition is. If you were true. And he made him wake up and go away. So today the condition is why there's a delay in everything. It's because we have different motives when we do that. We have different motives. We have this motive, we must have this motive, we want to become close to Allah Ta'ala. We want to become more for the hereafter. This is what you have to be. You have to have that in you. Nothing else. If you sit in the company of someone, you must have that only, I want that motive. I don't want money. I don't want this, I don't want that. I don't want my daughter to get married, I don't want that person to get married. Allah decides that. My decision, I'm coming here just to become close to dear Allah Ta'ala. How to become close to Him. So this is what the first thing He prescribed, is have the company of pious people. Pious people will teach you a lot of things. And the first thing they tell you is to talk less and meet less. Talk less, meet less. That is the goal. If you want to become close to Allah, the goal is talk less and meet less. No matter how much you want to talk, you must not talk. Unless it is very, very essential. If you can only bring that quality in you that you do not talk, no matter how much you can see people are talking, I will not talk. Then you see that quality come into your silence. In a different life you will get. So that's what he said. The first thing is that you must do that. You must have pious people. Second, he mentioned this, but that always do not forget your zikr. You notice people today, they start a zikr, but they don't have no fikr. What do you mean a fikr? The concern to make zikr. They create up in the josh, you know, josh. They zikr, they make zikr for 5 days, 10 days, 20 days, 1 month, 2 months, 1 year, and he's passed away after that. It's so important that the continuation of the zikr, Zakin or Zakin or Zakirat, Allah mentioned in the Quran. A person makes zikr to be continuously making in abundance. And under circumstances, we look not to have that, you know that. Due to circumstances, you do not have the time. You still make time to make little bits of zikr too. Consistency is karamat. The biggest karamat is consistency. Every day without fail, if you make it for 1 hour every day, you do not have the time. 5 minutes to do it. The effect will be there all the time. But a valid reason not to do it. 5 minutes, but a valid reason to not do it, but if the 5 minutes, do it still. But do not leave it. But because it's so much of, what must I tell you? Laziness, I'll call it. No real excuse. No real excuse. You can have time to talk to others. You got to have time to meet others too. If you take stock of yourself, how much of time you've been wasted, In that time you took Allah's name. The zikr is so important. The zikr is actually a medication to boost you up. To boost you up, the zikr. The more you make zikr, the more you get boosted. But that does not mean you've got your akhlaq is right. Your akhlaq to be put right. Many people have maybe out of zikr, but they get angry so much. But they don't think, let me discipline myself. With that zikr, you have to make fikr. The fikr is through the zikr, I have concern. I must not get angry. I must not have bad qualities in me. I must not have this thing. You understand? I must not be ghibat. These are the things which have to come with zikr. You can make any amount of zikr. You don't have fikr. The concern I'm making zikr, the effect must be of this kind that I must not tell lies. My eyes must be controlled. My eyes must be controlled. My tongue must be controlled. Everything must be controlled. I mustn't hear something wrong. I mustn't see something wrong. That is the effect of zikr. If you do not make the zikr and don't have the effect of it, then what's the benefit? One side you're making zikr, one side you're fighting with people. One side you make a zikr, but your eyes are going to wrong things. The zikr must become so strong that even you look at the cell phone, the effect of zikr must be, if it's something filthy comes in by mistake to, you'll regret and put it off straight away. Because so strong that. So he's prescribed these things to make zikr. Make zikr. But do not leave it at any time. Yes, if you're sick, it's something else. A person is sick. But like that, even a 5 minutes, you know, there's no such thing as a specific time for zikr. Driving car makes zikr. A person making zikr, he makes 100,000 durus sharif while driving car. While driving car, 100 times, durus sharif, 100,000. He's driving his car, but his mouth is Urdu. Allah Ta'ala. His heart is Allah Ta'ala. So you and I, if we want to become close to Allah Ta'ala, it's not difficult. You have to bring about, he prescribed the first thing, he said, pious company. Second is make zikr, Allah Ta'ala. Make zikr. And do not leave it. Do not think of leaving it. Once you leave it, then you want to slowly, gradually, it will slip away. Like a person coming to namaz, every day come to mosque. You don't know how, it just slip away. Like that, it slip away too. A person comes to madlis too. Slowly he comes to madlis. Because why? His intention is not right. If his intent is to become close to Allah Ta'ala, he'll try his level best. I must come over there. He'll be pulled like a magnet. I want to go. Because why? He's got a motive. I want to become close to Allah. Not the person. Close to Allah. I have no other motive. No matter how sick you are, how you run to the masjid. A person got love for the masjid, for the namaz, salah. You notice no matter how sick he is, in fall, he would say, I want to go to masjid, and in circumstances, no, I must not go, because the law, the sin of the Allah Ta'ala's command is, you seek, stay at home. Now you won't follow your nafs, you follow Allah's command. Follow Allah's command. So this is where we are at this point of time, that zikr is not, you got time to waste, you come to masjid, you got time to waste to talk to friends. If you are concerned, you will not talk to anyone. That's why the first thing is meet less and talk less. That person got these two qualities. He'll come to masjid, he see someone too. He say, I came to meet Allah Ta'ala, let me talk to him. Every minute he'll be able to appreciate that I've come close to him. He's given the opportunity to remember him. When Buzu came to a mosque, and the mosque, the time was delayed for Isha or whatever namaz. He says, Mehboob na mujhe jaldi bulaye aaj. Mehboob na mujhe jaldi. My beloved has called me early to the masjid to remember him. But if you and I come to the masjid, time is delayed, let me talk to the friends outside. That means you do not understand the most important thing is my relationship with Allah Ta'ala must become stronger and closer and how will it become. Zikr is something. Zikr of Durood Sharif. Zikr of Quran Sharif. Zikr of Namaz. Nafil Namaz. Zikr of everything. Zikr does not mean only making zikr. Nafil Namaz. Quran Sharif. Whatever. But you are engaged in some zikr all the time, which will bring you more closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Khuda kana Allah ta'ala naseeb firma. I'm telling you, you do not know this prescription he has given us is so easy. It's so easy. You don't have to sacrifice anything to. No money involved there too.
The only one thing involved is keep away from everyone. Keep away from everyone. Keep to yourself, because you're not yourself. Keep to yourself, but you're not yourself, but someone else. You know, one person told a person who was reading a book, he said, "Hey, why, how can you be so alone? Alone, you're sitting and reading a book." He said, I'm with the writer. So who are you and we are good? When he's like, alone reading the Quran, who are you with then? If you say he's a writer, then who are you with? Allah Ta'ala. Now what's the meaning of that? This is what I'm trying to say to you. When you have that condition in you, the zikr all the time. And the third thing which is very, very important is to have hate for sins. You see, making the zikr all the time, we've come to a point where you begin to hate the sin because you have the extent is the presence of Allah all the time. The presence of Allah. The hate for sins is very important. You must have so much hate for sins that no matter what sin it is, you see, we don't know a list of sins. We don't know to gambling, something like that, drinking, that everyone is doing. Backbiting is a sin that is rife. No matter what it is, you hate it. You don't walk away from there. If you can't say anything, walk away from there. You will get hurt at heart. To tell a lie is a sin. Your eye is a sin. The ear is a sin. The ear is a tongue. Everything is a sin. You hate. In other words, you have hate for sins. Hate. What hate, you know? The Sahabas had hate for sins. The condition was that kind. So when a person gets sin of that particular, no matter what it is, and you know, no matter where you are at home, when your cousins come, your aunties come, you're supposed to make pardawood, no matter what happened, the world can go upside down, you won't talk to them too. Akim Allah happy. Akim my, this is a thing. And today is so dangerous now, that you know, the girls at home, when the uncles come, the cousins come, and what were things happening, which are not supposed to, is because of the sin. So when you got there, he says nicely that I prescribe that you must have hate for sins of all kinds. The hate for sins are very important. You must not become arrogant. You must know how to talk. You have to talk. You must know how to talk. But hate for sins, and do not have pride in you to have those sins. That all those good things is coming to you, Allah, I thank you for that thing. The fear is that it can be taken away tomorrow. So all kind of affairs you stop. You walk in the street, you see a woman, you turn away. Before Buzuk, they went to walk in the street, they think a woman is not a woman, a wall is there in front of them. Wall. The eyes were like that. So you're driving car to controlling of the eyes. Why? You're making zikr of Allah. Why do you keep quiet when you're driving the car? Why did you not continue the zikr? When you're making zikr, who are you with all the time? That person wants to become close to Allah every moment, every second beside the toilet and the bathroom. He wants to make zikr all the time. That does not mean that, you know, wife sitting with you making zikr all the time too. Wife talking to you, what zikr are you making now? You're waiting for Jibreel to come to talk to you. And I'm talking to you. I know one case where that came to me. The husband sitting with tasbih in front of the wife. Tasbih with the wife looking at him, what happened now? This is not a joke, it's true. Why? Because you don't know what is right and wrong, what to do at the right time. There's time for everything. To look at a wife with muhabbat. And a wife look at you with muhabbat, Allah look at rahmat. My husband, you say, khub rahmat, rahmat luto. Just to keep your wife happy. You forego your condition. You just keep her happy for the sake of Allah, and no sin. You forget everything, Allah, I'm just keeping her happy for yourself. Who said that? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm not saying. That person is, you're wearing your clothing for the wife's sake, not for someone else's sake. She said, I want you to wear this clothing today. As long as it's Sharia. She said, no, I want to wear this clothing. You took one clothing out and put on. She said, no, please don't wear this thing out. You got, what's wrong with you? No, take it out. Allah, I'm keeping you happy. Kisi ka dil rakhna bahut badi cheez hai. That Buzruk walking with his murids, fasting. His murida comes out with a glass of milk. Hazrat, doodh hai. Pee liya. Hazrat, you fasting. Woh bhi kal mein rakh sakta hoon. Woh din mein tod jate hai. As long as he's not against the law of Allah. If your wife tell you this to do, if you're not against the law of Allah, keep her heart. With the intention of Allah, you get happy with me too. So this is what we are, that committing sin must be every sin. You must know what sins are. Our dealing is also haram. Keep away from. Doubtful things a person keep away from, then you definitely keep them haram. The moment you get that thing that is doubtful, keep away from it, bhai. Keep away from it. The Umar radhi Allah, the 30 things which are not doubtful at all, he kept away from. So if you keep away from doubtful things, no, you must not eat the thing there. Others eat, don't look down at them. It's doubtful. I'm not going to keep that. This is how you're supposed to be. Keep away from all sins. Keep away from all sins. Dealings also, everything away from sins. My dealings must be right. My everything must be correct. Then this. So that is one very important thing. And the last one he said to be steadfast. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِ. To be steadfast. To be very steadfast in whatever you're doing. The steadfast of sunnah is very important, to be steadfast in sunnah. As I mentioned earlier, you do it for a few days and you forget about it. But what steadfast you got enough? That's why you make dua, Allah keep me in the sirat al-mustaqim. In the sirat al-mustaqim, keep me steadfast over the deen. It's pity we read namaz every day. In the sirat al-mustaqim, Allah keep me steadfast. I must be steadfast, firm in your path, in the path of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Every sunnah must come into your life. And that's why Allah Ta'ala said, tell the people, قُلْ إِن كُنْ تُحِبُّنَّ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِ. If you want Allah's muhabbat, follow me. And we all of us are crying, it's only for the love of Allah. فَاتَّبِعُونِ, follow me. So in other words, if you follow completely Rabbi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you follow Allah Ta'ala. Everyone else you're following is just for temporary. When they go, you go on also. Follow that person who's always with you. That's Allah. To be steadfast is very important. It's very, very important. So concern is this figure that we have, that five things we're talking about. It brings about the concern for the hereafter. Every moment you must think of the hereafter. Every moment. You are in dunya, but not in dunya. Sad to say, today people have been drowned in the world. At every moment they only talk of dunya. You sit in a circle, you sit down to eat, to whatever they are talking is dunya, dunya, dunya. They sleep with dunya, they wake up dunya, every moment is dunya. It's dollars and whatever it is. Only dunya, nothing else. We read namaz with dunya. So this condition will come to you that you read in namaz, so you think of akhirat. In this way, you know, you'll make sure you fulfill everyone's rights. Everyone's rights. You owing someone money, you pay straight away. The fear is there, what will happen? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not read the janazah namaz. That comes to you. What will happen if I pass away? Concern come for the hereafter, let me fulfill everyone's rights. They cannot fulfill my rights, I'm not concerned about, I'm prepared that I mustn't fulfill, I must not fail in anything. I must fulfill everyone's rights. You owing someone money, pay them. You cannot pay them, go to them. Please forgive me and give me time. But don't do what you're supposed to. That is what you call steadfastness. You become so steadfast. Then you get people who don't have the fear for Allah at all. One person, he told the Buzruk, I got enough money. What is namaz and roza? What namaz and roza? I got enough money. There's no such thing, I have to worry at all. I got for seven generation money. both very quickly he said that thing. And very quickly the wrath came also. The anger of Allah came very quickly too. And it so happened to him that what he became, he became the cancer of the tongue. And you know, when you come to cancer of the tongue, you cannot make zikr also. Because why say, what is namaz and roza? I don't have to worry. Na'udhu billah, Allah is father. Allah protect. And gradually, everything, he passed away so quickly. He couldn't even eat also. Allah gave him that kind of punishment. That's why they say, in your good days, remember Allah. Allah will remember in your difficult days. We only remember Allah in the difficult days, not in the good days. In the good days, you will remember Allah. And He's giving you business, roaring. You still remember Allah, close to Allah all the time. Because it's not money in your head. Who's in your head? Allah. Then in your difficult days, Allah is very close to you too. Because anyone who is going through difficulties, definitely he comes to the mosque too. He did namaz also. He become a big wali too. But the moment everything comes right, he's gone out. So when in the good days you remember Allah, in the difficult days Allah doesn't know too much. And if you see a person committing a sin, get hurt in your heart. If you can't say anything, get hurt in your heart. It's a very important, get hurt. If you see a person drinking, you get hurt. Do not look down at him or get hurt. See what? A person hitting his wife, you get hurt too. Anything, fighting the brothers, you get hurt. Why are they doing this? Why the families are fighting? You get hurt. Because Allah Ta'ala sent Jibreel to topple a city. Jibreel said, Ya Allah, there is a person who is so pious there, how can we punish him? He said, he must get punished first. Because he said, you see all those things, but not get hurt at heart also. So how important it is that these five things we can do. Pious company, zikr all the time, keeping away from sins, and give us steadfast of sunnah of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May dua Allah ta'ala amal kan tawfiq nasif kan. Wa agur da'wa alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alayhi wa sallam. Rabbana atmim lana nurana wa ighfir lana innaka ala kulli shay'in qadir. Allahumma ighfir lana wa li ikhwanina alladhina sabaquna bil iman. Wa la taj'al fi qulubina ghillan lil ladhina amanu. Rabbana innaka rauf rahim. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala